Hello, ladies. It is I, Jalecia, and welcome to Untold. Now, I know from my trailer you would have been expecting me to start this off with a specially invited guest because I'm going to be featuring the Untold stories of beautiful, amazing women. But I've decided to kick things off with myself, sharing my untold. And I'm not sure how long the kickoff is going to stay because this is where I'm at right now and this is what I believe needs to be said. I need to speak up more and share my story and what I've faced, what I've overcome, what I might still be facing and working through with the help of God. So I truly hope that me sharing my untold with you can be of some help to you. I am of the opinion that it is the stories that we don't speak about that provides the most healing and comfort, and also gives the best solutions once we've learned to carefully decipher the lessons from each situation or circumstance or experience. And so it is on that vein that I have decided to speak up and to share my untold, and from that develop some common ground with you guys. It makes no sense carrying a story that you believe can help someone else. So that's the way that I learn too, by hearing the experiences and the stories of other people. And so I do not want to rob anyone of the benefits that they could discover, they can discover from hearing my story. So today we are going to dive into my untold, and that's surrounding unequally yoked relationships. I pretty much want to talk about what would have caused me to be in several unequally yoked relationships, where I was at, and it was only through encountering another one recently. And this one pretty much hit me hard because I felt like I was at the point in my life where I had my ducks in a row relationally. And I felt like none of these bad boys could ever slip into my life again. And you're going to be experiencing a lot of this here on Untold, because Untold is all about the raw, uncut truth. I am not going to come and talk to you like I have everything put together, because I don't. And who does? No one. I'm going to be serving you the truth all the way. So if you are looking for something perfect, well put together, T's crossed, I's dotted, then you are listening to the wrong podcast, because this is going to be real, candid, and unedited, unscripted too. Yes, so continue listening if that's what you want, the real truth. I'm going to be sharing things that I've walked through or I'm still walking through, and any other woman's voice that you hear on this podcast, she's going to be doing the same. Yes. So I pretty much thought that I had my ducks in a row and everything was set for the next relationship that's going to lead to marriage. Boom. I was like, Jalecia, the next relationship that you enter is going to lead to marriage. You are not getting into another relationship. The next friendship that you have as well, whoever else you allow to enter your life, is going to be the God thing. It's going to be a destiny connection. You know, you are not going to end back up into one of those unequally yoked relationships. You've learned enough. Come on. I've learned enough. I'm a master now. Or so I thought. So that's where I was at. And all of a sudden, a handsome distraction entered my life. Come on, ladies. Like, I am just going to give you the truth. A handsome distraction was flashed before me. And all of a sudden, every single thing that I said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I have it all together, this can't happen again, it went straight down the toilet, ladies. And there I was, finding myself back in an entanglement. I think I'm having too much fun sharing this with you guys. Yes, I found myself back into a situation, an unequally yoked relationship, an unequally yoked connection. And I'm like, God, how did this happen to me? I'm not playing the why game, I'm playing the how game now. I'm like, God, how did this happen to me? And you know what? I believe I heard, you did not carefully guard your affections. You did not carefully guard your affections. Now, 2 Corinthians 6:14 tells me to not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. And as I was going through this and reading that scripture, the word unequally stood out to me. And so I went to Google it. And unequal basically means to not be equal in quantity, size, or value. But what had me was still what I believe that I was hearing from the Lord. You did not carefully guard your affections. I feel like we always read 2 Corinthians 6 and we focus so much on verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked, that we forget that verse 12. Because I'm that type of girl, I need to read what happened before and what happens after anytime I read the word of God. So verse 12, and this is the first time this stood out to me, having felt like this is what the Lord was saying. You did not carefully guard your affections. I read it. Verse 12 says, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. And that pretty much hit my spirit like this. You are not restricted by God, Jalecia. God has everything there for you. It is waiting for you. He's willing to give you this. But you are restricted by your own affections. Your affections are out of alignment with the will of God. Your affections are out of alignment with what it is that God is saying about you and to you. Your affections are out of alignment with the season that you are in. Now, I don't know about you, but this is my truth. And the more I look over the situation that had happened, me ending back up into a situationship, I can see how my affections were out of alignment with what God was saying to me about the season that I am in, about this, the things He wants to do in and through me, and about the value that He has given to me. Remember, unequal means to not be equal in quantity, size, or value. And I focused a lot on value because we already know that if something is out of sync with your value, if you don't have the same beliefs, If your likes and dislikes do not align, then we already know, we already innately know how to naturally look at something and be able to say, yo, that's not, I'm not equally yoked with that. I am not in alignment with that. That's not in sync with me. We can't be friends because we are not in sync, or we can't get in a relationship because you don't even believe what I believe. You know, it's so easy for us to say that, but what happens when you find yourself stuck in a situation where what you're looking at, you like, or you're presented with something that you actually like? Sometimes it's harder to say no to those things than it is to directly see that, yeah, this does not align. Now, why my affections were not in alignment with what God was saying was because there was a measure of unbelief. And let me walk you through that. God could be telling you, listen, I have this amazing life for you, but your affections, your heart is not set on it because you don't believe that I actually have it for you. And as I started to unravel all of this that was happening, I recognized that there was a void that I was allowing. And that's a daddy-less void that I was allowing to stay uncovered. And I was trying to fill that void with temporary things. And I also was allowing loneliness and the weight. Because God could tell you something today, but sometimes you have to wait, you have to trust, you have to believe. I was allowing the weight and loneliness to sidetrack me. And so it was so easy to be distracted by this good looking thing. It was so easy because my heart wasn't truly set from a belief aspect of what God was saying. And so I needed to repent and say, God, help me to believe. Help thou my unbelief. Help me to believe that what you are saying to me and what you have for me, that I can have, and that I am worthy of having that, and that I deserve having that. And I want to speak to my ladies, because there's so many times that we say these beautiful affirmations and we're like, you know, I deserve this, I deserve that, I deserve the best. But do we actually believe that we are the best? Because I didn't. I allowed something to re-enter my life because I didn't fully believe that Daddy, Abba Father, that his best, that I was worthy of his best. And so in light of talking about unequally yoked relationships, I not only want to help you or tell you that it is important that we guard our affections, but I also want to talk about the things that can cause our affections to be out of alignment with the will of God. And that is our unbelief, our impatience, and our lack of discipline and self-control. And so it wasn't necessarily about the unequally yoked relationships, but don't get me wrong, those are not permitted at all. Those bring you more pain than they do joy. It's about believing, and I mean fully with all of you, believing that what God says that He has for you, you're going to receive. And that God truly has the best in store for you. And I know some woman might listen to me now and say, well, Jalecia, I really don't believe that I deserve the best. Based on my actions, I don't even know what is the best. But I'm going to say to you, from a girl who battles with believing that I could ever receive the best relationally, hear me out. When you allow God to bring healing to your affections, when you allow God to fill every void, and when you allow God into your heart, when you embrace the love that He has for you, it's going to become easier for you to see yourself the way that He sees you, and that's indeed the best. You are the apple of His eye. You are His beloved. And beloved to be the beloved of anything is the highest of high. It means you are worthy. You are accepted. You are approved. You are valued. You are loved, sister girl. You are loved. And you are loved by Abba, Father, the creator of the universe and of the heavens and the earth. The one who spoke and everything came into being. A cattle on a thousand hill is His. My God. So, even though I'm talking about unequally yoked relationships, because the only reason you accept those things or you find yourself back in those points is because you drift away from the highest of love, and that's God. You've allowed your affections to deceive you because of the void, the emptiness, and the loneliness. And today I want to encourage you to allow Christ to heal your affections. So if you would permit me, I want to pray for you, and I want to say to you that it's not too late to embrace the love of God and to allow His love to heal you, allow His love to fill you, and allow His love to complete you, to complete every work that He started in you. Allow His love to satisfy you. Allow it. So, Heavenly Father, I thank You for every voice, every ear, every eye, every individual that will hear this, that would speak this, that would share this podcast. I thank You for them, Lord, and I pray that You will begin to go deep within their hearts and heal every single area that has a void. Fill their emptiness. Saturate their hearts even now. And cause it to be filled with Your love. Every wound, heal, because You are the only person that can put broken hearts back together. God, we open up ourselves to You and we invite You in and we say, build Your throne in our hearts. Let Your voice illuminate every dark area of our hearts. And God, we want to be effective conduits of Your love. We want to be women who carries Your love and who embraces Your love and who bodies Your love. And so we want You to heal. We want You to set us free. And we want You to help us to allow our affections to be set on You, to allow our affections to be in alignment with You. And we thank You for doing this, Lord. Amen. So, ladies, that was my two cents on the reason why sometimes we end back up in unequally yoked connections and relationships. And I hope that from hearing this, that you would understand the importance of guarding your affections and allowing your affections to be seated in heavenly places where Christ is. Allow your affections to be cemented in the Word of God and guard your affections. Guard what you take a liking to. Pay more attention to your affections, especially as women. So I love you, queens. Until next time, when I share more of my untold with you.